This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Remember the promises around Brexit by anti-EU politicians about having their cake and eating it too? Reality is striking as Britain reportedly has agreed in principle to a divorce check of around $47 billion to $53 billion in the hope of securing the start of talks on a future trade arrangement with the 27 nations. Lightweight and inoffensive posts like Bored Panda from Lithuania puts on Facebook are one of its biggest attractions. Its page received more than 30 million likes, shares, comments, and reactions last month, far more than companies like BuzzFeed, CNN, and the New York Times, according to NewsWhip, which compiles such data. Its website had 116 million visitors last month, according to its internal analytics. Published only 519 articles in October, or roughly 16 posts a day, according to NewsWhip. Compare that with CNN, which published 5,595 articles during the month, and Fox News, which published 51,919 articles. Two NFL players, Eric Reed of the 49ers and Michael Thomas of the Dolphins, who have been kneeling during the national anthem, have questioned a tentative plan negotiated this week by the NFL to donate millions of dollars to groups that aid African-American communities, calling it an effort by the league to get them to stop their protest. The grumpy middle, as it's called, born between 1962 and 1971, by 2016, as middle-aged Americans were 12% less likely to say they were satisfied financially and 18% more likely to say they were unhappy than previous generations. Prosecutors in Singapore have charged an activist with holding public assemblies organized without police permission. The Congressional Black Caucus has confronted Christopher Wray, the FBI director, over their intelligence report, arguing that black extremists were targeting law enforcement because of police abuses in minority communities. In the latest media personalities to fall, Matt Lauer of NBC's Today Show was fired after reports of sexual abuse verging on rape. Minnesota Public Radio also severed ties with Garrison Keillor, a Prairie Home Companion, after reports of inappropriate contact with a woman. In a surprise, many farm towns are rejecting entreaties by Tyson Foods to locate plants in their areas because of concerns about groundwater pollution and other environmental issues. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.